Owl's got two pairs of shiny wings, and it stays around damp places.
Skeeter?
No, I'm thinking of, it'll eat mosquitoes, though.
Which, I don't know if it's a big thing. Some people used to call them flying apprentices.
Huh?
Apprentices. Flying apprentices. Or something like that. They had two wings up this way, there's part and two up this way, and a great big bag in for their wings to go on. I mean, a long time. And some people call them praying menaces.
I'm not thinking of that, though. I'm thinking of something. It's different from that. I'm thinking of, you ever heard of snake
feeders?
Yeah.
Yeah, snake feeders, that's one thing. With these others, these big ones that go flying on the side of the porch of a night, and you'll have to kill them when you got a light on that. The other long things, that's praying menaces, what they call them. But these sure other big things, the snake feeders, they just fly around that center sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, and what kind of insects will sting you?
Oh, wasps and honeybees and...
What about the kind of big
bills? Bumblebees, hornets build that big nest up there, sort of like that little lamp.
Okay, what about the kind that builds the nest on the ground?
Them shadow jackets.
Okay. What about the kind that builds nests out of dirt?
Out of dirt?
Yeah.
Down in the ground?
No. On the... It'll build it on the edge or something like...
Dirt daubers.
Okay.
Dirt. Have to study for a minute. Dirt daubers.
Okay, and the kind of insect that you might get on you if you go picking blackberries or something.
Chiggers and seed ticks and big ticks.
Okay. And kind of insect that hops around in the grass.
Grasshoppers.
Okay. You ever heard that called hopper grass?
Well, yeah, we'll call them about a little of everything. Grasshoppers and hopper grass and grass eaters. And
okay. And small fish that you might use for bait.
Minnows.
Okay. And something that you might find stretched across up in the corner of a room if it hadn't been cleaned for a long time.
Spider webs.
Okay. Okay, what if it's outside and a spider's living in it?
Spider webs.
Okay. And the parts of the tree that are underneath the ground?
What do you got now?
The part of a tree that's underneath the ground.
The part of it?
Yeah.
For the roots.
Okay. Do you ever use any special types of these for medicine or to sell them? What do you remember what people use for medicine?
Well, sign root and yellow root.
What were they used for?
Well, they claim that your yellow root's good blood medicine, and sign root was good to give little kids when they had the colic. May apple root, they used to get up, send it off, and they'd work it up in medicine. I don't want to use black snake root for.
You ever hear of any herbs that were used for?
Yeah, there's all kinds of herbs. I've heard of all kinds of herbs. But I never did use any of them.
Yeah. Okay, and the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
Sugar trees.
Okay, and if you had a group of these growing together, what might you call that?
A bunch of trees you grow together?
Of these sugar trees that you grow together.
They'd be sugar trees. You tap them and get the water out of them, sugar water out of them.
Okay, and this is the kind of tree that's